Hi, I'm Samantha.
And I'm Julie.
And this is Stick to Tape.
Unfortunately. No, I'm just kidding. Hi, it's,
what?
I'm kidding. It's episode 54, Coaching Change.
Yeah, cause guess what? There's been some more coaching changes.
Oh, yeah, it's been...
You fire one, the whole thing falls apart.
Yeah, it's been, like, 2 weeks since we've talked.
Yeah.
I know everyone's missed us so much, and, everything is going down. Hockey men are being held accountable for their actions, and they don't like it.
No, why would they? They all are pretty shitty.
They're terrible people. So, basically, here's what's happened. After Babcock got fired, the dam had broken, and like everybody came out with all their like stories about how shitty Babcock was, and then all these other guys started coming forward about coaches that were like super gross and abusive and using racial slurs and all that fun stuff. So that's, you know, happening.
While we were recording last, 2 weeks ago, Akim Alou, who I don't think ever made it in the NHL because he was forced out, said that he was not surprised by all of it. He tweeted that he was not surprised by all the Babcock stuff because one of Babcock's proteges, Bill Peters, pretty much forced him out of the sport. Oh my God, Esther is right on top of me. Okay.
It's very cute.
yeah,
like Akim Alou, he was like, I think he was with the Rockford Ice Hogs. Wow, I did it the other way around. That's where he directed racist remarks toward him. In 2009-10. And he says that Peters dropped the N-bomb several times because the coach reportedly didn't appreciate the player's choice of music. So, fuck you, Bill. And then there was another one, though. So, the very next day, Hurricanes defenseman Mekeil Jordan shared on Twitter that Peters was physically abusive in Carolina between 2014 and 2018. It says he kicked him and punched another player in the head during a game. So, that's fun.
During a game.
During a game. And so, the Flames started, like, an investigation. And then, it says Bill Peters apologized for his racist remarks, but I'm not sure if he actually meant it. But anyways.
I really didn't mean it, especially because he didn't apologize to people. He, like, released a statement through his lawyer that didn't even really, like, acknowledge it that much. It's pretty much just, like, I got caught. And then he resigned.
Yeah.
Before they could fire him.
Yes. Well, the other thing is that, like, Rob Brind'Amour, the current coach of the Carolina Hurricanes, was like, yeah, that totally happened. And that's what all I'm going to say about it. And then, like, so does that mean that Ron Francis knew about it when he was the GM in Carolina? And if that's the truth, then why didn't he do anything about it? And now he's going to get another franchise, like, when my guy probably shouldn't even have a job.
Yeah, there was a bunch of stuff about how the players brought it to Francis, and he didn't, and he, excuse me, he said that it, like, took care of itself or whatever. Like, he didn't do anything about it, and there weren't any more complaints, so he didn't do anything about it.
Yeah. Well, even the ex-owner was like, I never heard about this and I'm really mad about it. So
Well, that's not something that you would bring to the owner necessarily.
yeah,
That's something that you
probably.
bring to the GM. That's your next step up. But then if it didn't happen again, why would you wouldn't escalate it at
Yeah.
that point.
Yeah, but imagine if you owned a thing and like this was happening and you were like horrified by it. You'd probably want to know, even if I guess you don't have the expectation of knowing. Like you pay people to run it for
Yeah,
you, but
no,
still, like I would be
saying,
pissed.
I'm just saying, like, it makes sense that he didn't hear about
Yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I understand he's pissed about it, and that makes sense too, but it does make sense that he didn't hear about it if it didn't happen again.
Yeah. But anyways, so Bill Peters is out in Calgary. However, that is probably a good thing because the Flames are 5-0-1 in their last six.
Wow.
So Jeff Ward is their interim head coach, and they're
They're finally getting contributions from Milan Lucic, who is,
correct.
their big off-season
No, no,
acquisition.
no, no, no. Do you know who scored the tying goal last night for the Calgary Flames against the Los Angeles Kings, their blood rival?
Was it Maddie?
No, his first goal of the season, first goal as a Flame, Zach Rinaldo.
Oh my God.
Exactly. Zach Rinaldo, who probably shouldn't even have a job, has played four-ish games for the Calgary Flames and has like a goal. It is absolutely insane.
That is
Like
it.
Mark Jankowski can't score at all. Here comes Zach Rinaldo. Oh, there was a great tweet or a great I should have saved it. It was Zach Rinaldo talking about Dylan Dubé, who passed to him last night. He's like, "That's my son." He's like, "That's not even my brother. That's my son."
Oh my
It's
God.
like, I'm like, yes. So now Zach Rinaldo is my son, I guess. That's how it's gonna have to be.
Oh my
Anyways, let me
God.
talk to you about this. So, as you know, the Flames and the Kings are blood feuding right now because Drew Doughty literally cannot stop filling his diaper over Matthew Tkachuk. Like, Matt Tkachuk elbowed him when he was a rookie, and Drew Doughty has never forgotten it. Like, he is such a piss baby. I just watched a video where they asked him about Matt Tkachuk, and he just was like, "Well, he thinks he's something, but he's not even come close to doing anything that I've done in my career." I'm
Oh
like,
my God.
"He is 21 and you are 30. Grow up." he live like Matt Tkachuk lives rent-free inside Drew Doughty's head, rent-free. And it's been personally painful to me because watching these games, like the Flames and the Kings have played like two or three times, and the Flames can't
Yeah.
win because they've been bad. However, last night, they
Oh my
won,
God.
and it was so delightful. I'm pretty sure Zach Rinaldo, goal scorer, and Kyle Clifford got into a fight between the whistle, like not between the whistles, but yeah, between the whistles, but like during a TV timeout, and got game misconducts and were just kicked out.
Right.
Anyways, so that was. Personally, I really enjoy that, and I'm glad the Flames won because they deserve it. And fuck Drew Doughty. That's what I have to say.
Okay.
Okay, so that's one coaching change for reasons of men being held accountable for their actions. And then on Tuesday, this Tuesday, like, I don't know what day it was, but Tuesday, the Devils finally let go of John Hines, because the Devils are bad. They are 1-5-0 in their last six. So yeah,
So
they're
he was let go for like the same reasons that the Leafs let Babcock go before all the Babcock shit came out.
yeah, pretty much.
Like, what do you think?
Here's the thing. I've heard that John Hines is like one of the nicest human beings on planet Earth. They said he's really nice, he's
Yeah.
a really good coach. However,
He's not doing good at his job.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if it's roster construction because they have nice pieces.
Yeah,
Like,
but they.
but I don't know if they're being deployed correctly or if they just like I don't know. If they're injured, I don't know anything about the Devils because I'm gonna let you guys in on a secret. I hate them. And I don't know why. It's irrational. But like I
Yeah.
hate the Devils and I never want to hear about them ever. So the fact that we're talking about them on my podcast is personally painful to me. But even more painful than that, is the rumors that they are going to trade Taylor Hall to Colorado, which
I
would
would hate that.
truly, truly be hated by me.
Everyone would hate that.
I hate it.
Who
Do you
would
know
like that?
the Avalanche have won 6 in a row, which is gross.
Yeah, but they're and but it's not like Shiro is gonna trade Hall for nothing. So like they would have to get rid of like a really big part of their team, or at
No.
least a bigger part of their team
They're
to get.
not gonna get anything good. Like, I don't know what they would get. Like, I've heard they wanted like prospects, so like who would you take from that team to put on your Devils roster? And
I
where
don't
would
know.
and where does Taylor Hall slot in Colorado?
I don't know. I don't know. I've just heard like Avs fans who really don't like, oh my God, Esther, who really don't like the idea.
Of adding Taylor Hall. Is it because they're afraid of getting another locker room cancer?
No, I think it's because they're afraid of what they have to give up.
Tyson Jost, please relax. Like, it's Taylor Hall.
They've already lost one Tyson. What are they going to do if they don't have Tyson Tuesday at all anymore?
Please. Please spare me. Please. Well, yeah, they can replace it with Taylor Tuesday, because it would be Taylor fucking Hall.
Know. Listen, I don't know. They're still fucking mad about the Cogberry trade. Like they will not get over it. So I don't
Oh,
understand.
Kadri for. Yeah. See, here's the thing that drives me nuts about Colorado. Like, the things that they bitch about constantly, like, have improved their team by miles. Like, they got rid of Matt Duchene and went to the playoffs. Like,
Yeah.
you know what I mean? They were awful. And they got rid of Matt Duchene and they went to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, they got rid of Tyson Barrie and now are they not top of the Central? Who's the top of the Central?
I think they're top of the Central.
I'll go look, but
I
you're
mean, I'm
doing
looking.
fine. Like, you don't need Tyson Barrie if you can score like crazy, especially when you have Rantanen and MacKinnon on top. Especially because MacKinnon is like, yeah, I'm definitely gonna take a deal to stay in Colorado. I'm not gonna get paid what I'm worth. What an idiot.
Even though it's not like he took a deal last time, he wasn't Nathan MacKinnon last time. He was a fucking press. He was like,
No, St.
he was
Louis
not.
is up 2 points on Colorado, but still, it's
Oh,
two
of course,
points and they
because.
have two games in hand. So they could be top of the Central if St. Louis could just continue to lose. So, ooh,
Remember
I
how.
want to talk about that soon too.
Remember how the Pittsburgh Penguins beat the top two teams in the West,
Yeah.
in a row? They shut out the top two teams in the West
It's
in a row.
truly, truly satisfying. Just one last thing on the Devils. Their interim head coach is a guy named Alain Nasruddin, who might not be a player, but may deserve best name in hockey accolade, because that's a great name.
That is a great name. I did hear a lot of complaining. I looked in the comments. Nobody wanted this dude to be named their interim head
Oh
coach.
no, but
They
his name is
do
Alain.
not like. They do not like him.
Oof.
And
Well, he
what are?
hasn't won any games, so I guess I understand.
Yeah, they don't think he's good. Hi, baby.
Oof.
Hi.
What do they want, Mike Babcock?
No. No one
Disco
wants Mike
Dan. It's time for
Babcock.
Reichiro and Disco Dan to reunite
I've
in New
definitely
Jersey.
I've heard that.
I've heard that too, which I think is hilarious.
really funny. Like,
Anyways,
what did
apparently the Devils
they?
are really super frustrated, which that's fair. And so Taylor Hall knows he's on the move probably. Which that
I
makes
mean,
sense. Like, I don't know if there's any way no, they can salvage their season. That's the worst part. Like, it's possible now. We know this because of St. Louis.
the last time Reishiro hired Dan Bylsma in the middle of a season, he won a cup. So, of course, he had Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin. So I don't know if it's the same. They're very bad. Anyway.
Did you know Calgary's doing better? Oh, well, I was gonna say Calgary's doing better than the Leafs, but they're only two. It's only 2 points. But still.
Neither one of them are in a playoff spot right now, but Calgary could
Calgary
be.
could be. They're close. They're so close. It's just the only reason they're not in is because Vancouver has a game in hand. Otherwise,
Oh
they have the
my
same amount of points.
God. That's the reason that Buffalo is and then Montreal or and Toronto isn't.
Oh, is it?
Christ.
Oh,
Yeah,
shit,
Buffalo has
yeah.
32 points in 30
Oh
games.
my God. Okay, but like it's another year where like it's gonna be impossible for anybody. You have to get in the Atlantic because you can't catch up otherwise. Because the wild cards are Pittsburgh and Carolina with 38 and 37 points respectively.
Yeah, but nobody else is even close.
Yeah, like
Yeah, like everyone in
Montreal
the
and
Atlantic is
Toronto.
hot.
Montreal, Toronto, and Tampa. Well, Montreal and Toronto have 32 points, and then Tampa has 31.
Florida and Buffalo. Florida only has 33 points.
Yeah.
Like,
So, yeah.
oh my God. And remember how there's the last day of the season, it's 15 fucking games. We're not gonna know who's playing in the Atlantic until
Yeah.
fucking April 4th.
This is so gross. I hate this. I'm looking at this and I hate it. Washington has 49 points. I'm disgusted.
I don't want to know about that.
Ew. Boston is a
They're terrible.
plus 32
I know.
in goals. That's so gross. Like,
Pittsburgh is what, third,
plus
fourth in the
22.
league right now? No, I
Oh.
know they're fourth in the league with the goal differential.
Yeah. They're eighth overall in the league total, if you wanted to know.
I did want to know. They're on a
Yeah.
streak. They're going streaking.
I hate that you said that, but yes, I know.
Why do you hate that I said that?
Because I don't want you to scare it away. Don't scare it away.
But three counts as a streak, and even though the first two games were more impressive because they beat the best in the West, and the last game was less impressive because Matt Murray let in. No, I think only one of those goals was really on him, but they made it fucking interesting. And they were at Detroit last night, and I was there, and they were up 2-0 at the beginning, at the end of the first, and they won 5-3, just barely. God, they're the worst. I hate them. I love them so deeply, but it's fucking Detroit. Detroit is on a 12-game winless streak. They
How
have
do they
not won.
not fire Jeff Blashill?
I don't know, dude.
Like,
What the
how does
fuck?
Jeff
Because
Blashill still have a job and John Hines doesn't?
the Iser plan is to tank.
Oh, that's
It's
right.
got
I'm sorry. I don't know. The plan for Alexis Lafrenière.
Yeah, the Iser plan is to tank because otherwise, why would you keep this coach? He has not been good.
He's never been good.
I know. They haven't. I don't think they've gone to the playoffs once since he's been there.
Oh,
He's been there.
no, not at all. No.
No, I think maybe the first year they went because he's been there 5 years.
Maybe.
But
Who
that
did they
was like,
play?
What?
I said, who did they play that year they were in?
I don't know.
I
Well,
don't
now I
know.
gotta fucking see if I can figure out where to find
Now you gotta look stuff up.
Yeah, I only have one arm because my cat's asleep on me.
Well, that's pretty cute. Here's a thing that I would love to talk about, and that is the Pittsburgh Penguins shutting out the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah, they did.
I love everything about the sentence I just said, but you know what I love even more? The St.
What?
Louis Blues lost to the Toronto Maple Leafs last night, 5-2, and Jordan Binnington was chased.
Jordan Binnington was chased.
And I love that. So good on them for beating my mortal enemies because they deserved it.
The Detroit Red Wings last made the playoffs in 2016. So they made the playoffs the first 2 years he was, no, the first year he was there, and they lost in the first round, and that was the end of their
25-year streak.
25-year streak. They lost to the Lightning in the first round.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Now the Lightning aren't even in the playoffs.
And then the Lightning lost to the eventual Stanley Cup champions, the Pittsburgh Penguins, because Brian
Yay.
Rust.
Who the
Because
fuck
Brian
is
Rust
Brian
scored
Rust?
the only 2 goals in an elimination game and
He's a
saved
good
us from
player.
elimination because he had a ladybug on his suit on the way off the plane. I just need you to know all of these dumb things that I know in my head.
I love everything about that. Anyway,
Yeah.
what else do we have to talk about, friend?
I mean, I don't know. I have some stats, but I don't have like, I just have a bunch of stats because we were gone for so long.
Yeah.
Do you want to know? Here's some like fun stats.
Okay.
Hold on. Hold on. Let me find it.
Oh no.
So Wednesday before Thanksgiving marked the fourth day in NHL history with at least 10 comeback wins in a single night,
Wow.
which last happened. There were 11 in October of 2005, 10 in December of 2005, and then 10 in March of 2017. That's also because there were like, what, 14 fucking games? And the Pittsburgh Penguins finally got one of those multi-goal or four-plus goal comeback wins in the third because they were down.
What game was that?
That was the 8-6 Vancouver game.
Oh God, yeah. Oh my God.
And they were down. Like when I that was the day I flew home. When I got on the plane, they were up 2-0. And then when I got off the plane, they had 1-8-6, and they were down like 5-3 at one point, I think. And then they scored. Ow, Esther. And then they scored like 8 goals. They scored like 5 goals in the third.
Yeah, was that Evgeny Malkin's casual 5-point night?
It sure as hell was.
Sounds about right.
I love him.
Just a
He was there.
casual 5-point night from Evgeny Malkin. He said I will be fire, and then he is.
Yeah, he's doing the thing. He scored a fucking spinorama goal last night.
I haven't seen it yet, and I can't. I need to go find it because he's ridiculous. That's
The
his like
Penguin.
thing.
I know he loves Spinoramas. He's really mad. He's really mad when they stopped letting him do that in shootouts. The Penguins and Canucks are the second set of teams to combine for 8 goals in a period this season. The other was Colorado and Nashville in on November 7th in the second. Let's see. Also, Tyson Barrie became the first defenseman in Leafs history to score a goal in 3 consecutive team games all on the road. Ekblad is the only other NHL defenseman to do so since 13-14, when he scored three goals on the road from November 13th through 17th, 2018.
So what I'm hearing is that Tyson Barry really hated Mike Babcock.
Tyson Barry fucking hated Mike Babcock. There were two, so I, there were two baby goalies who made their debut in the last 2 weeks. Kaapo Kähkönen, who, has he been a best name in hockey? Because he sounds, he's a perfect best name in hockey. Yeah. He made 32 saves in his NHL debut, and he won, he played for the Wild, and they won against the Devils. And then
oh, that's not saying anything.
I know, but still. And then Chris, I think it's Dreiger, of the Florida Panthers. He is the first goaltender in Panthers history to record a shutout in the first start of his career. He shut out the Predators, and then he extended his streak through the first period of the next game he played into the second. He had a shutout streak of 89-26 to start, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, which is eighth best in NHL history.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know most of these other names. He's 24 seconds better than Jordan Binnington. So, good.
That's all I care about.
That's all I care about. Excuse me, I still have a fucking cough.
Yeah, you can tell, buddy. I feel bad.
Hi, baby. Hi, Esther. Let's see. Oh my gosh, she's so fucking cute. Hold on, I have more stats. Let's see. There are career goals and shutouts and
Tristan Drury.
Yeah, there were some Tristan Drury's on here twice. Career goals. First career goals. Jesper Boqvist of the Devils.
Ooh.
Brendan Gooley of the Anaheim Ducks.
Former best name.
Logan O'Connor, Colorado Avalanche. David Gustafsson of the Winnipeg Jets. Noah Gregor of the San Jose Sharks. Rasmus Asplund of the Buffalo Sabres. Yes, that is their third Rasmus. Dean Kukan of the Columbus Blue Jackets. And Zach MacEwen of the Vancouver Canucks.
Wow.
The Sabres have three Rasmi. Let's see. Hat tricks. Of course, the person to bring back hat tricks was none other than David Pastrnak, who had a hat trick in the Bruins win over the Canadiens 8-1. Gustav Nyquist, also for the Blue Jackets, won against the Pittsburgh Penguins, empty net hat trick. Alex Ovechkin got another hat trick. Jonathan Marchessault of the Golden Knights. And last night, Sebastian Aho of the Carolina Hurricanes got a hat trick. And he also had 5 points in a 6-2 win over the Wild. He is the only active player to score multiple hat tricks that consist of an even strength, power play, and shorthanded goal. So it's not quite Mario's 5 goals, 5 ways, but it's pretty good. And he's the only one who's done it more than once who's currently playing.
Wow.
Shutouts. There were a bunch of shutouts. Jonas Korpisalo of the Blue Jackets. John Gibson of the Ducks shut out the Isles. Corey Crawford of the Hawks shut out the Stars. Freddie Anderson of the Leafs shut out the Red Wings. That's the highest margin so far this year, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a 6-0 shutout. Oh, the Knights also did that once.
Were you at that game? No, you were at home.
No, I was at home. It was on Wednesday. I'm really mad about it. Connor Hellebuyck of the Jets shut out the Ducks.
Get
Pekka
the
Rinne of the
fuck
Preds
off.
shut out the Carolina Hurricanes. Alexander Georgiev of the Rangers shut out the Devils. Surprising.
Mm,
Tomas.
shocked.
Oh my God. Hi, Esther. Tomas Grice and Semyon Varlamov of the Isles shut out the Blue Jackets. It was a tandem shutout. Grice, I assume, left after 9 shots, and then Varlamov saved 30. Chris Dreger of the Panthers shut out the Preds. Jake Allen of the Blues shut out the Hawks. Yaroslav Halak of the Bruins shut out the Canes, and then Tristan Jarry of the Penguins, my beautiful Tristan Jarry, shut out the Blues and the Coyotes, and I love him deeply.
Good
He is
old Tristan there. He's been waiting a long ass time.
a tiny beautiful baby
And the
that
other
was
thing
his third.
is, that Tristan Jarry is tearing it up here, and like, 'cause we're all worried about Matt Murray, and then Casey DeSmith has been tearing it up in the AHL.
Yeah, Casey, he got AHL goalie of the month for November, I believe.
Yeah, so I mean, while Matt is struggling, whatever his deal is, I wonder if he's injured.
Don't know.
It might
I don't.
also be that thing, because the Pittsburgh Penguins are demons, and they do this all the time. Because what they do is they will play, they rely on their starter so hard that they are sloppy in front of him. They did it to Marc-Andre Fleury, and then they would play in front of Matt. And I wonder if they're doing the
Except
same thing. But
they're
also,
not doing the same
they're
thing because this
decimated
is,
on defense.
they're not doing the same thing because this is the best defensive team that we have had in
I
years.
can't believe that we can say that, though, because they're so decimated on injury.
I know, but listen, the last time I saw the Penguins at the Red Wings, yeah, it didn't count because it was a preseason game. But I saw Jack Johnson score a goal for the fucking Red Wings as a Penguin. But then last night I saw him fucking save a goal. He is better. He is better. Sergei Gonchar is a wizard.
Or he just got
Fuck.
pissed off enough that people were trying to run his ass out of town, so he like stepped it up.
John Marino is a rookie. And is a goddamn find. He is so good. Like, just watching him play, I was like, he is so good. And then he scored an empty net goal, and he's like an empty net goal with somebody in the goal because there was a Red Wing in the
Yeah, I
goal. He
saw
was like,
that.
and he did not save it. John Marino is so good. He's a fucking top four defenseman. This is his first year. He made the team out of camp. He's so good. And like you can put him with whoever, and he still plays really well. He's right now he's a fucking top pairing defenseman because Dumo's out and he's playing with Tanger. But you can put him with Johnson and he's still
Effective.
I this is the best defensive team we've had. Like all of the I think it may be a mental thing for Matt, and
Yeah.
I think Sully needs to start relying on Tristan more just for the short time, like you ride the hot hand. And
Yeah.
I definitely think that putting Jari in against Arizona was the smart thing to do, especially because then you give Matt the back-to-back game in Detroit. And he won.
Yeah, which is gonna get do wonders for his confidence. Like,
Exactly.
'cause it's oh, 'cause the thing is that they always say it's harder to win a road game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's good confidence building wise for Matthew.
Yeah. And also because the Pens had lost the last five road games.
Oh, Jesus.
They have never lost six straight road games under Sully.
Yeah.
And they still haven't. But they had lost the last five. They were 0-3-2 on the last five on the road. And so, and we'd had so many back-to-backs.
Listen, and there's one thing we haven't talked about yet with regards to the Pittsburgh Penguins. Because something else very important happened for them this week.
What?
Andy Perlman, their social media director, she basically, in the mail, some hockey witch sent the Pittsburgh Penguins some bundles of sage. And so Andy, on her lunch break, saged PPG Paints Arena.
And she walked around
the game since.
They have not lost a game since. They are 3-0 since. And I don't think anybody else has gone down since, which is really the most important part.
Yeah.
No one else has gotten injured. Every time somebody fell on the ice last night, I was like, no, please don't. I was so worried.
Oh, yeah. No, it's fine, because we saged. It was so funny, because, like, one of the athletic writers, Jesse Marshall, like, did a whole thing about how the land that PPG Paints Arena is built on the land that a hospital was on. And I think he was wrong about what hospital it was, because he thought it was the old, like, mental institution, and that, like, Center Ice was, like, in the middle of the insane asylum, and that the locker room would have been where the morgue was, but it was the wrong hospital. But it was still a hospital. So, bad vibes all around, and I'm saying, if you see something, sage something. So, now the arena's been saged, so good vibes only.
Yeah.
So, I still think that's the funniest story I've ever heard. Like, I think that's so funny that I didn't know it was built on hospital land. And I'm like, that's bad news, Bears, anyways.
Yeah, but, like, okay, so it's been bad news, Bears, since they moved it from the igloo to console and everybody started fucking going down. And then they renamed it to PPG. And it looked like it was going to get better. Like, Sid played, like, two straight 82-game seasons. And now...
I'm not convinced that someone didn't sell their soul for those two cups, though.
I mean, the name change happened in the middle of between the cups.
Yeah.
We were still, like, the 15-16 season. Today, actually, is the fourth anniversary of Pascal Dupuis, like, announcing that he's no longer going to play hockey. Like, we were decimated in the 15-16 season. That's why all of the babies had to come play. That's why we had so many fucking misfits that we had to sign, because it was... I don't know if it's as bad or worse than this year, but it's at least, I think it's at least as bad as this year. Like, it was the worst. It was so bad. And fucking one of our, Pascal Duper is gone. Like, that was the last game that he ever played, was like 4 years ago this week.
Wow.
And everybody was devastated.
Yeah.
Anyway, they won the cup for Duper. They did it for Duper.
Did it for Duper.
And they did it for Duper. The next year. It was great.
That's true. Oh my god. Remember my dumbass? We were at a game. We were at the last game of the season, and they asked us if we thought they could win. And I was like, yeah, if they get Chris Letang back. Joke's on me! They did it without him. They did that out of spite.
Hashtag liabilities.
Out of spite.
So. Yeah, they're the Pittsburgh Penguins. I love them deeply. Anyway,
yeah.
They've been devastated. Hopefully this helps. I did have somebody ask me in the elevator of the parking garage last night. They were like, "So is Crosby injured?" I was like, "Yeah. He's out for like 4 more weeks." And then they were like, "Didn't need him tonight." I was like, "No. Evgeny Malkin is
Evgeny Malkin
on it."
is like historically better when Sid's out, though. Like historically.
I know he's historically better when Sid's out, but the thing is, he's currently playing even better than he normally does when Sid is out. Just watching him on
He's
the ice,
so much fun to watch.
so much better than he was last year. So much better. Like he's actually like
Yeah.
remember that game that we saw them play against the Blackhawks, which actually may have been 2 years ago, but like he was barely playing and he was like not going after the puck and all that. And like last night I just saw he was like, oh, he's so much better. And it's so weird because he's Evgeny Malkin. How much better can you get?
Yeah. Did you know that he's like 80th all time in scoring?
I thought he
He
was
has
hundred
1,028 points, I think.
and
And I believe he just surpassed Patrick Elias on all-time scoring.
nice.
So, not one of the league's top 100 players, though.
No, he's 101st.
Yeah, Evgeny Malkin, 1,028 points, surpassed Patrick Elias, 1,025, for 79th place on the NHL scoring list. So he is, but not one of the top 100 players in the league.
No, 101st. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna go check on something really quick.
Okay.
Because I love being this person.
I know you do.
Patrick Kane, one of the 100 best players, 973 points. You know what I'm doing right now.
I know.
I'm
Patrick
coming.
Kane is on. I hate this.
I'm coming for Jonathan Taves right now.
Why would you come for my husband like that?
I'm coming for Jonathan Taves right now. He has 770 points, but he is one of the NHL's top 100 players
Yes.
with 770 points. Hold on, I need to. In how many games? Hold on. 902 games. Evgeny Malkin,
I hate
1,028 points. 871 games.
You're gonna make me fucking sorry. Jonathan Taves is a two-way four. I can't. I hate you.
Jonathan
He
Taves
what?
is not a better
How
player
many?
than Evgeny Malkin. I'm sorry, he's
Jonathan.
not.
He's not a better player than Evgeny Malkin.
He's
However,
not. He's not. I'm
he's
so
not.
sorry. But he is
He's
one
not.
of the league's 100 players, and Evgeny Malkin is not.
Jonathan Taves is a two-way forward. How many times has Evgeny Malkin been nominated for the Selke? Zero. Shut up. I
Sidney
hate you.
Crosby, you have no, there's nothing like what?
Yes, Sidney Crosby is one of the best players. Sidney Crosby is the best player in the league right now. Still, 2 weeks after his
Yes, but he's
core
also never
surgery.
been nominated for a Selke.
I know, but that's what I'm okay. Sitting, yeah, but that's I'm saying, why are you doing this to me? I understand, I agree with you. However, it's Jonathan Taves, and I have to defend him. I hate
Sidney
you.
Crosby
I
has
hate you.
1,233 points in 960 games.
I hate you for doing this to me.
I hate myself. Ooh, he's got some catching up to do because Ovi has 1,242. But again, Ovi's played 1,115 games, and Sid's only played 100 and or
100 games.
960.
Wow.
960.
Okay, but
And
also, did you know who
9 points. 9 points. That's all he has to make up.
Do you know who has the same number of points as Alexander Ovechkin this season? Jake Gensel. Jake Gensel. Alexander Ovechkin has...
Go ahead.
Ovi has 31 points in 31 games, right? He's a point-per-game player.
Mm-hmm.
Jake has 31 points in 30 games. He's over a point-per-game player. He's currently not playing with Sidney Crosby.
Yeah, that's because Jake Gensel's good.
Jake Gensel is good. Jake Gensel is elite.
I just need you to know that Alex Ovechkin has played 155 games more than Sidney Crosby, and he only has 9 more points than him. And that's only, it's only because Sid's not playing currently.
I know.
I'm dying.
I know.
This is my favorite stat of all time. They would be nowhere close. If Sid had played the same amount of games, they'd be nowhere close.
I know.
It's outrageous to me. I can't. Anyways.
Like,
I don't even know how long
we've
been doing this.
Almost an hour. Ovi is the best goal scorer
of all time
in the league.
I agree.
Of all time.
I think he's probably of all time. I think if he can keep going, he can beat Gretzky. I honestly believe that. And if you think about it, like,
era adjusted, he's already beat Gretzky.
Yes. Yeah. He's amazing.
But Sidney Crosby is a better all around player.
Correct. Correct. But also, you have to take it all with a grain of salt because that's 155 games. We don't know what he would have done in those 155 games at all in his prime.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's, like, depressing to think about, honestly.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. I don't want to think about it.
But
Red Wings lose straight home games in regulation for the first time since February-March 1986.
Oof.
Jesus Christ.
I do, on a happy note, the Dallas Stars beat the Islanders last night, and this is really important to me because I hate the Islanders.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Like, yes, queen. Like, yes. Like, I love mm-hmm. everything about that. Like, I love that they won. I didn't get to watch because I had to work, but, like, I was very
happy. I didn't get to watch
happened.
Because I was watching other hockey.
Yeah. But I'm super happy about it. And I just wanted to let everyone and every listener that we have know how excited I was because I truly hate the New York Islanders.
Also, now the Pittsburgh Penguins are only 2 points back of the Islanders. Stop dabbing. Oh, my God. There was a kid last night on the Jumbotron who tried to dab, and pretty much instead of, like, doing it fast, he just, like, laid his hand laid his head in his elbow.
Honestly, I feel that.
And his shirt said high energy, and it was so funny because he was just like, oh, I'm just going to sit here. It's so funny. Okay.
So last night was, like, a good night for hockey for me. Because, like, Penguins won, Leafs won, Stars won, Flames won. The Senators didn't win, but I don't expect much from them.
So. The Blues lost, the Islanders lost.
The Kings lost.
That's not hard.
I know, they're, like, third from the bottom.
I'm trying to sell.
It's the red. The bottom of the league is like Red Wings, Devils, and Kings.
I have a ticket to the Kings at the Red Wings next Sunday, and I'm trying to sell it because it's too expensive to go fucking buy like parking. But nobody is buying tickets to the Kings at the Red Wings. Can you imagine how bad is that game going to be?
I imagine the Kings will probably win. No. Tyler Bertuzzi's going to make a comeback. Is Tyler Bertuzzi hurt?
No.
Is Athanasiou playing yet?
Yeah.
Oof.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, I know. They gotta make a change. Like, I know they're trying to tank or whatever, but I feel like they're gonna have to give something up eventually.
Also, Robbie Fabry is, I have seen, he's scored like 5 goals on the power play since he's become a Red Wing, and I've seen 3 of them.
Wow.
I know. The Penguins gave up 2 power play goals. No, they didn't. They gave up 1 power play goal last night. The other one was, no, there were 2 power play goals. And then they didn't score any power play goals. They scored like 3 seconds after their power play was over. That's wild.
But I love them.
Everyone was so mad every time they scored. It was great. Okay, it's time for the best name in hockey.
Oh, okay.
Because it's, you got to go.
Yeah, I gotta go. I gotta go work. Awful. All
right.
Go ahead.
The best name in hockey this week is Taro Tsujimoto.
Huh. Tell me all about them.
Here's a fun thing about Taro Tsujimoto. He does not exist.
What?
He was selected by the Buffalo Sabres, 183rd overall in the 11th round of the 1974 draft.
Okay.
But he doesn't exist. The GM at the time, Punch Imlach, was, because they used to just, like, do the draft over the phone, apparently, and he was fed up with the slow drafting process. Oh, because there was a different... Because that was when the World Hockey Association was still around. So they didn't, like, televise it or whatever. They were trying to keep their draft pick secret. And so they drafted over the phone. And Imlach did not like this. He was very bored. And so he was like, you know what? We're going to create a fictional player.
Okay.
And it was right around the time that they had started to draft outside of Canada and the United States. And so, like, Scandinavian players were being drafted. And you couldn't draft from the Soviet Union yet. Because it was, you know, it was still the Soviet Union and all of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, so they made up Taro Tsujimoto, who was... Let's see, because their PR director used to drive past a store that was named Tsujimoto, and they, like, called this grocery store owner and was like, hey, can we use your name for a fake thing? And they asked, like, popular first names. And so they made up Taro Tsujimoto, and he was a star center of the Japan Ice Hockey League's Tokyo Katanas, a.k.a. the fucking Buffalo Sabres, because Katanas is pretty much Sabres in Japanese.
Oh my god, this is real?
Yeah, this is real.
This is the best thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, you've heard this before? I've heard this before.
I've never heard this before. This is a genuine reaction.
There were no actual like Japan Ice Hockey League teams in Tokyo at the time. So it was like a completely fake team, a completely fake person, and the NHL made it official. It's officially a pick. They didn't announce that it was a fake pick until right before the start of training camp. And then the NHL had to change it to an invalid claim. And the NHL president, Clarence Campbell, did not find it as funny as the GM did. And like several official NHL publications, like, printed Taro Tsujimoto as the 184th pick,
oh my
183rd
god,
pick, and, like, yeah, they had printed that this was a real person who was going to be playing in hockey in the NHL, And then they were like, no, wait, it's fake. It's all fake. And now they don't, excuse me, like, it's just not on the list anymore. Like, hockeyreference.com doesn't reference it because it's not real. And so Tsujimoto is still listed as a fictitious entry among Sabres draft picks in the Sabres media guide.
Oh my God.
And it was not until 1992 that an actual Japanese player would be drafted in the NHL. And the first Japanese player to play in the NHL was Yutaka Fukufuji in 2006, who actually was from the team that relocated to Tokyo in 1984. So, it, like, the Tokyo Katanas, quote-unquote Katanas, did eventually provide the first NHL player in the league. But Taro Tsujimoto is still an inside joke for Sabres fans and staffers. For years after the fans would chant, "We want Taro," when games became one-sided. In the summer of 2011, a trading card company put Taro Tsujimoto, they gave him a trading card.
Oh my God.
And, like, in 2019, the PR director, Paul Wieland, released a book, Taro Lives, about Tsujimoto's creation, which I now need to read. So, Taro Tsujimoto is this week's best name in hockey, and he is one of the best players to never play. He's the most iconic player to never play for the Buffalo Sabres.
That is the most incredible thing I've ever heard. I love this story, and I can't... I have to read this book, too. Like, I have to read it.
Yep.
What? Imagine. You're like, I'm bored. Let's do something fun.
Like, yeah.
Oh, God. Is this... Oh, my God. Do hockey men have rights?
Just this one guy whose name is Punch.
Yeah, just Punch. Oh my God. Is that the best name in hockey ever? Like, that was the best, yeah. Best name. Oh my God.
Yeah, so.
I love that. That's fabulous. Oh, gosh. If you think we're fabulous and you want to talk to us, you can talk to us on Twitter at Stick to Tape. Our DMs are open.
oh, my God. I'm so sorry for coughing. If you have any longer questions, comments, concerns, or best name in hockey suggestions, you can email us at sticktotapepod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Don't forget to rate and review us and tell all your friends.
Don't forget to tell everybody to listen to this because of the best name in hockey, because it's fabulous.
So you can learn the legend of Taro Tsujimoto.
Oh my God.
All or right. If you don't want to tell your friends to listen to this, you can tell them the story first and be really cool, and then they can listen to me tell the story.
Absolutely. All right. But until next week, you're just going to have to stick to tape.